This is my first time in Maine, so I'm so happy that I can officially now say I've been to all four corners of the country. And I wanted to start off the reading with the first poem I wrote when I moved to my little corner of New York. I can find it here. And it reminds me actually very much of this area of Maine. There's lots of kind of beautiful farmlands as well, but there's lots, I saw lots of cute little fruit stands and little nooks where they sell eggs on the road. I just love that. So this was a poem based on a cherry farm. And I had never, at that point, I was kind of just a rural kind of gal, and I never had seen a cherry farm before, at least a cherry orchard. So I was really struck by how gorgeous they were to see that many cherries on one single tree. But this is kind of a different poem. It's called The Woman Who Turned Down a Date with a Cherry Farmer. Of course I regret it. I mean, there I was under umbrellas of fruit so red they had to be born of summer and no other season. Flip-flops and fish hooks, ice cubes made of lemonade and sprigs of mint to slip in blue glasses of tea. I was dusty, my ponytail all askew, and the tips of my fingers ran, of course, red from the fruit wounds of cherries I plunked into my bucket, and still he must have seen some small bit of loveliness in walking his orchard with me. He pointed out which trees were the sweetest, which ones bore double seeds, puffing out the flesh, and oh, the surprise on your tongue when you have two tiny stones, a twin spit, making a small gun of your mouth. Did I mention my favorite color is red? His jeans were worn and twisty around the tops of his boot, his hands thick but careful, nimble enough to pull fruit from his trees without tearing the thin skin. How I love the cherry dust and fingerprints on his eyeglasses. I just know when he stuffed his hands in his pockets and said, "Okay, couldn't hurt to try," and shuffled back to his roadside stand to arrange his jelly jars and stacks of buckets, I knew then I had made a terrible, terrible mistake. I just know my summer would have been full of pies, tartlets, turnovers, so much jubilee.